Very, very thrilled to have back with us this multi-platinum Billboard Music Award winning artist, Mr. Luke Combs. And Luke, I tell you, last year you performed in front of a smaller crowd because of the pandemic, but could not believe you wanted to come back. And I tell did. The folks why you wanted to come back this year for the Daytona 500.
Well, you know, last year was so great. We had such a great time, and you know, getting to bring my band and crew was really fun. It was the first thing we had done in a long time, you know, first show we'd done in a long time. And, you know, got the offer to come back and just couldn't pass it up because we had such a great time. And with, you know, super limited, there was like no fans in front of us. And I think it was, what, 30,000 people or something here last time. And so we wanted to come back and get the full experience, man. We had such a great time last year and just couldn't pass it up.
The good thing is you've always been a NASCAR fan. Tell the folks exactly how you became a NASCAR fan.
Yeah, my grandfather was a courier who delivered paychecks to the drivers in Charlotte. I was born in Charlotte, lived in Huntersville, North Carolina, until I was 8, moved to Asheville. So I just grew up around it, grew up watching it with my grandfather, and it was always something that I loved. And so it just kind of – country music, NASCAR, man, just kind of goes together, you know.
Absolutely. Let's go and open it up for questions. I got AP right here.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you stay to the end? Did you stay to the end last year?
I did. Yeah. I actually got stuck in Florida for 5 days because there was an ice storm in Nashville, and so we couldn't make it home. So my band and crew left before the race started, and then we wanted to stay and see the race, so we actually ended up staying at my manager's beach house for 5 days. Yeah. And I still wanted to come back. Wow. So – yeah,
because a lot of celebrities don't stay very long.
Yeah.
You wanted to.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, why come all this way and play and not watch the race, man? You know what I mean?
You staying again this year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Any more questions here? We'll open it up to others.
It's tough. That's a tough
raise your hand if you have a question.
Tough question right there, dude. That's true. I don't know, man. I don't have I don't have too many public allegiances as far as drivers go, you know. Keep that inside, you know. don't want to piss anybody off, you know what I mean? Yeah. Dale Jr. I'm going for Jr., okay? Right. Pulling for Jr. today.
Luke, right over here. Luke. Andrew Curlin, Checkered Flag Crew. You mentioned you wanted to get the full experience this year. So what is the full experience like for you?
Well, I mean, just having all the fans here, you know. Obviously, I've been playing shows for a long time, and, you know, after we did Daytona last year, we were just, you know, everyone was like, man, I wish you could be here and see it when it's, you know, when it's at its best and when the whole thing's going on. And so that was something that I was, you know, adamant about wanting to do. And, you know, thankfully, they had us back. You know, I guess we did a good enough job last year to get invited back. So I just wanted everybody to see it, you know, because I, you know, like I said, I grew up watching NASCAR and you know, going to Charlotte Motor Speedway and then to be able to come here. It's my first time at the 500 last year, and, you know, wanted to see it at its best too.
And you mentioned just outside of racing that new music's on the way.
Yep.
What can you tease about this upcoming third album?
Man, it's going to be real good, man. I promise you. I've been working hard on it for a long time. It's been a long process, you know. I was working on it really hard before this tour we did in the fall. Obviously, touring then was very interesting. It was a very different climate and something that nobody had really done. So there was really nobody to call for a lot of those stressful situations when it was like, hey, what do I do about this thing? There was nobody say, hey, when this happened to you, what did you do? There was none of that. So I kind of took a pause on working on it because it was, I just really wanted to focus on that tour. We didn't cancel one show. We had a lot of setbacks, you know, logistically and, you know, regulatory setbacks and things like that. So it was nice to be able to just focus on that. And that's what's kind of been, I mean, I guess the reason the album's not out yet.
Questions? Right over here on the right. There we go.
Hello, Luke. Kenny with 806 Sports Radio in Texas. Luke, country music like NASCAR has become universal now, with so much dirt country and all that stuff. Tell us about the changes of that, you know, you're welcome everywhere, and it's not a niche anymore, and
sure,
the fans everywhere.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think like anything, you know, it just takes time, you know, because I think NASCAR and country music, even when I was, I mean, I'm about to be 32, so, I haven't been around all that long, but, you know, I was born in 1990, and I feel like from then, you know, I mean, one of your first memories, 5, 6 years old, you know, you start listening to Vince Gill and, you know, you're watching NASCAR with your grandfather, and it's like those things felt like a super regionalized thing at that time. It felt like a thing that, you know, was part of the culture where I grew up. And now, you know, being a country artist who's played twice in Australia and about to go to Europe for my fourth time, like, I've seen it go from, you know, there's people in Ireland and people in Canada that love it just as much as people in North Carolina or in Florida. So I can't really speak to why that's happened. I think there's a little bit of something for everybody in a country song, you know, life, love. I mean, everybody's into that stuff. It doesn't matter where you're from. And I think people have just kind of realized that over time, you know.
We're feeling the power over here in one of the radio rooms from Big E.
I love that.
Did you hear him, Luke?
I did.
You did hear him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fired
back
up
here?
In there, man.
It's electric in there.
All right,
he's
right
still
back
going.
Here. All right.
Okay.
Question back here.
Question
right back
in the back.
This is Melissa Thomas from Florida National News. How are you, Luke?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Wanted to ask you, I don't know how closely you keep up with in terms of the nitty-gritty of the racing, but obviously the guys are racing with next-gen cars for this one. Wanted to find out what your thoughts are on that and how you think the race is going to turn out.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I was talking with, my creative director yesterday, and he was like, man, I was in the pits looking at the cars, man, and they're just so different. And, you know, I mean, they don't really look at from afar, you know, until you get up close. Obviously going from, you know, the 15-inch wheel to the 18-inch wheel and it being 20 pounds lighter. I mean, there's going to be some benefits, I think, hugely for some of the pit crews. I mean, maybe there's going to be a bit of a learning curve to that. But, I mean, if they ain't got that hashed out by now, they probably shouldn't be at the 500 anyway. So I'm not too worried about how those guys will be affected. Obviously, it's going to be different for these guys out there today. But I'm excited to watch it, man, and it's going to be a good race either way.
Questions? Got Deb right up here on the front.
Thank you. Deb Williams, RacingToday.com. You said you grew up in Asheville?
Yes.
When you grew up in Asheville, did you ever go down to Amboy Road and go to the New Asheville Speedway and watch Jack Ingram and the Presleys and all?
I didn't. I was never there when there were races going on. It got turned into – it's actually a park now. So I went there a ton as a kid, like – probably fell on roller skates there a lot more than saw any races there. But, yeah, I'm very familiar. I've been there plenty of times.
Any more questions? Big E, it's safe to say that Luke felt the power.
I did.
As the rest of us did.
No, I loved it, dude. I loved it. I'm trying to channel that energy later, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so anyway, before we let Luke go, we're going to make sure we get a picture of him here by the our beautiful trophy. But our track president, Frank Kelleher, has got a special presentation. Going to come up on stage and
right on.